So I did it. And I did it in a sex chair. So that was yummy. And yeah, like I was nervous at first, but then once we got in the space and I got on the chair and really just embraced the idea that this was going to happen, then it just became so much more fun, you know? And so it was also like we were workshopping the idea of doing this, you know, demo and trying to figure out, you know, logistics while I'm, you know, in position. And so it was, you know, there were some technical moments to it and whatnot. But then, you know, I put on my headphones and listened to an audio. And that helped me stay in this space of, like, sexy, yummy blissfulness, you know, and really just got me where I needed to be in the terms of feeling nervous, you know. And then, you know, so I had one foot down and one foot in the air on this really delicious sex chair. And, you know, I got a little shy when it came time to, like, insert the wand. I was like, I don't need lube, you know. So you'll see in just a second why. And within a few moments, I was just juicy. And one woman was like, those wet noises. So, yeah, because I just filled up just so juicy. And then gushing and actually squirting was, it was a surprise at first because it happened so quickly. And then I just kind of released and, you know, they got to watch it, like, come out of me. And that was exciting as well. And yeah, and I did all of that without having an orgasm. And then my girlfriend was like, I want to see what happens when you have an orgasm. And so I was able to get to a small orgasm, and I made it really quick. I didn't draw it out very long because I was feeling a little vulnerable at that point because I didn't think I was going to orgasm and squirt because I had squirted so much before. So, yeah. And then just yummy. Yeah. I look forward to doing it again. And if I don't do another practice run before, then the next time I do this live is going to be in front of a room of 175 people. So at least that's the projected amount. I don't know who will actually be there, but that's what we're shooting for. So that's a lot of women who's going to be looking at my pussy. So, yeah. It was just a really great day, you know. And then my girlfriend and I went to jiu-jitsu afterwards. Did I just butcher that? Jiu-jitsu. And we rolled, and that was yummy, too. Like, I had all of this. Because I didn't, like, have my orgasm, you know, I had a little orgasm, I was still really wound up. And so jiu-jitsu kind of, you know, like I was in her guard and we were just really close hip to hip, and all this work that we were doing was really yummy, you know. And then I get choked and that would be fun. So But yeah, I had a great day. And thank you for all of your support. I really do appreciate it. You know, this past week has been really challenging for me. And I kind of had a light bulb moment, you know, after I got home this afternoon and realized that this whole journey that I'm on right now is because of one man who was able to get me to squirt. You know, like, he has these magic hands and he knew exactly what to do. And so let's all take a moment and be very thankful for Natraj, who is my Amrita man, who, you know, opened up a whole new sexual path for me. So, thank you, Natraj. And, yeah, but I'm also a little melancholy because he was supposed to be on this journey with me. You know, we were going to do this together. And that's okay too, you know. So, yeah. So thank you for just being present with me as I'm vulnerable through this process, because this is a big deal for me, you know, and I'm just looking forward to the next time. So, all right, I have been having a lazy afternoon playing Borderlands, and now I gotta get over to the gym so I can do some recording. Now I'm gonna go. I hope everyone has a lovely evening, day, morning, wherever you are in the world. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.